So where does all our trash go? Well, trash takes center stage when you're thinking about a city being dirty. In the category infrastructure, San Bernardino County cities ranked as follows: Ontario, 79 in the US, that's out of 152. But third in California. Fontana, 118 in the US and 9 in California. San Bernardino, 131, so lower on the ranks in the US and 13 in California. And Rancho was 134 in the US and 16 in California. So where does it all go? It ends up in landfills, taking up space, creating gases that potentially can cause pollution. Well, San Bernardino County has a department that focuses on ways to reduce waste through recycling and/or reuse. In 2018, they were given a state-mandated waste diversion goal, and they ended up diverting 60% of the waste from landfills, 145,000 tons. In 12 years since 2006, they diverted 1.13 million tons. That's equivalent to two Empire State Buildings full of waste. So let's pray that our county and cities and the officials and leaders and those involved with it find ways to improve reducing, reusing, and recycling. We also pray people will take better care of the land and possessions that God has given us. So the first category that they looked at as an indicator was the tons of waste in landfills per 100,000 residents and how they rate on state waste regulations and measures. Sadly, number one highest waste is in California. San Bernardino is. It is over 50% of everybody else. So, for example, 1,172,625 tons. Number two is LA, and theirs was only 736,000. We got rid of more waste in San Bernardino County than Los Angeles. We are smaller in population than Los Angeles. So there read the San Bernardino Solid Waste Management Division, also known as the SWMD. They're responsible for the operation and management of the solid waste disposal system for the largest county in the U.S. Their disposal system consists of five regional landfills, nine transfer stations. For refuse and recycling collectors per 100,000 residents, we have 160 facilities in our county. However, interesting, 72 of them are closed. One is a clean closed. I'm not sure what all that meant. Three are inactive, three are planned, 81 are active, and have 42 notifications to fix something that's not up to code. Definitely something to pray for. For alternative fuel stations, we are fifth place for clean vehicle rebates, and there are 385 fuel stations in San Bernardino County. Fontana has 16, Ontario has 44, Rancho Cucamonga 24, and San Bernardino 54. There's 193 junkyards in San Bernardino County. These were all the indicators. So, Father God, we lift up the infrastructure in our county and especially in these four cities. We pray that trash collectors will be safe and able to sort properly, and residents will treat them kindly. We even pray for Christians to treat them so kindly that maybe some would even come to know the Lord. We pray that residents would help in sorting their trash as requested and not mix one with the other, causing it to be more of a problem and delay the timing and activity to be able to recycle everything. We ask for more products that would be made that can recycle and be reused. There would be more truth about alternative energy. For example, electric cars use batteries that cannot be recycled. So what are we going to do with those? And if the electric grid goes down or asked to conserve electricity like last summer, no, there was no electricity for the vehicle. So we pray for truth to be told and viable ways to help the environment. More and more people would have creative methods that would still appeal to these people who want to treat our environment well, with the lack of push to do things that aren't necessarily completely true. We pray for junkyards to have rules to recycle materials for use on other products, and that they would push that. They wouldn't just sit there for years and years and years. That they would have more creative ways to use the things that they have there, more and more mechanic shops and car shops will be able to use some of their parts. And then innovations on how to reuse things. More and more of the young and those in college and would be able to figure those things out. And we ask God that people would be more faithful to what they have, not overbuying. County officials and waste management division would be ethical with their funds, with their goals, that the waste site facilities would follow regulations. It's concerning that so many have notifications. And that the rules would be reasonable for them to follow. Sometimes the rules are so rough that it makes it difficult to even keep them. We ask God that there would be less landfills and what to do with those that close. We thank you for your word. If you've not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? So we ask God that people will be faithful in the land that you have given us and how we use it or abuse it. We pray, God, that people will reap what they sow, but they will also reap what they sow when they use it well. Learning to compost, learning to separate their trash, learning to treat what they have and seriously think, do I really need this? And is it going to help the environment or hurt the environment that you gave us? Deuteronomy, you should not move your neighbor's boundary mark, which the ancestors have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. We thank you, God, that we have this land because you gave it to us. And we know at any day, anyone could take it away from us. So we thank you for it while we have it. Let us be good stewards of that which you've given us. In Acts 2, the disciples began selling their property and possessions and shared it with all as anyone might have need. May we be so loose with the things that we have that if anyone has a need, we'd be free to give it. We pray, God, in according to Matthew 6, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay for yourselves in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart it will be also. We thank you that, God, the true treasures, stuff will end up in a landfill or will get ruined. But the things that you've given us that are eternal is our faith in Jesus and a forever home with you. We thank you that as long as we are faithful in very little, and you that you will give us much. Whoever is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us what you have. May we be grateful for it and use it appropriately. In Jesus' name.